Would be nice if you could tell me a little bit of the accident and how you experienced the chain of events. I know you were asleep during the night.
Oleks hea, kui te saaksite natuke rääkida sellest tunnetustest ja sellest, mis moodi teie seda sündmuste ahelat kogesite. Ma tean, et te magasite.
Jah, ma magasin sellel ajal.
Yes, I was asleep at the time.
Ja oli selline tormine öö, suhteliselt.
It was a comparatively stormy night.
Täpselt kellaaegu ma ei oska öelda, mis kell see oli kuskil peale ühte.
He can't tell the exact time, but it was some time after 1 o'clock.
Ärkasin selle peale, et laev vajus tugevasti kreeni, nii et kõik asjad ja ma ise lennasin voodist välja.
And he woke because there was a very strong heel and all the things, and also all the things fell, and he fell out of bed.
Siis ma olin nagu üleval selle peale ja mõtlesin, mis toimub.
Then he was awake and thought what might have happened.
Panin ennast riidesse kuidagi moodi.
Got dressed.
Ja kuna uksest oli väga raske välja, siis väljasin läbi illuminaator.
And as it was very difficult to get out of the door, he went out through the window or illuminator.
Seal oli kreen oli, ütleme, kuskil 30 graadi, väga raske oli liikuda seal lõpe.
The heel was about 30 degrees, so it was very hard to move about.
Pakusin ennast sinna reelinu külge ja seal oli tekivel juba rahvastunud päris palju. Ja laeva kalle, kus oles suurendas kogu aeg.
He got hold of the railing, the ship's railing, and there were people on the deck already, and the heel was increasing all the time.
Siis ma hakkasin liikuma laeva ahtri poole.
And it started to move in the direction of the stern.
Ja teeval tegin neid sellised kassidel päästu vestiga tõmmasin need lahti sealt, endale panin ja selga.
And on his way he opened the boxes with the life jackets and also put one on himself.
Jõudsin ahtri parvejaamade juurde.
Until he reached the life raft stations at the stern.
Laeva kalle suurenes pidevalt.
The heel was still increasing.
Ja alustasime nagu parved ettevalmistamist, lahti päästmist igaks juhus. Ma ei teadnud, mida on tegu.
We started to let out or prepare the life rafts just in case. I didn't know what was going on.
Laeva kalle suurenes kogu aeg, ta suurenes aga kiiresti üks aja jooksul.
The heel was increasing all the time. It increased very quickly in a very short period of time.
Lõpuks oli laev kiliti maas ja küle peal nagu 90 graadi kreenis.
Finally the ship was on one side. And the heel was 90 degrees.
Ja lihtsalt laine juhtus mulle pardale.
And I was washed overboard by a wave.
See on, kui kaua vees oli, ma ei oska öelda ajaliselt täpselt.
I couldn't tell how long I was in the water.
Ja siis ma juhtusin kuidagi kahe parve vahele, pääste parve vahele, et ma olin kinni sinna kuidagi. Siis ma hakkasin lihtsalt ennast ühegi kinni.
I was caught between two life rafts, somehow stuck there, and then I caught hold of one of them.
Ja sealt tõmmati mind sisse, sinna parve.
And they heaved me in onto the raft. Into the raft.
Seal parves olime kuni hommikuni, mil meid päästeti Rootsi ohujõudude kohtadega.
And in this raft we were until morning when we were rescued by the helicopter of Swedish Air Forces.
Peale seda viidi meid Mariella peale, kus me olime kuni Stockholmi saavutis.
After that we were taken on board Mariella, where we stayed until coming to Stockholm.
It should be a Finnish helicopter, wasn't
it? See, peaks olema Soome helikopter.
Minu arvast oli Rootsi. Ma olen tekst, aga...
Mr. Wittmore thinks it was a Swedish one.
It's not easy to remember, I know, but... I think that only... it was only Finnish helicopters who landed on Mariella.
Et Mariella peal maandusid ainult Soome helikopterit, tema mälu järgi.
Aga võimalik. Igades ma... Nad rääksid rootsi keeles, võib-olla sellest.
They were talking Swedish on board.
They were? Yes. Never mind, it's...
See pole tähtsust.
Yes.
Peale Mariella... Mariella peab viidi meid söödersükküüsetesse.
And from Mariella we were taken to hospital?
Yes. Söödersükküüsetesse.
Seal oli Sweden. Okay. Not Sweden, so I got to that. Yes. No, for Mariella, yes, of course. And you... Were you injured? No, in some way?
Kas te olite igastatud?
Mitte eriti kergelt. Mul oli, nagu käsi oli venitud. Ja noh, sellised muljumised.
There were some contusions, perhaps, and the hand was, well, sprained, not broken. So, very slight injuries, really.
Ja sealt haiglast me olime seal kuni järgmise õhtuni, mil me transporditi lennuväljale ja seal edasi Tallinnasse.
We remained in the hospital until the next evening, when we were transported to the airport and then to Tallinn by plane.
Peale seda lõppis see ikka lähe. Ma loen.
And that's where I consider it ended.